That's the sound of a very happy little baby otter. This little one popped out in the middle of December, but Mum and Dad are very protective, so baby is only now making a public appearance.
From December 15th, we've kept it a very, very top secret, just obviously because we wanted the pup to do the best, and so that we didn't make sure that the adults rejected the pup as well. So we've just been keeping noise down around the aquarium and ensuring that our visitors know just not to be banging on glass and to give them their privacy when they need it.
Victoria McCready is the head of animal welfare here at Exploris. Look at the size of it.
They want some more fish now, so they do. This is roach, so it's a type of freshwater fish. So they're carnivorous, so they'll take up quite a range of food. They'll take mince, they'll take roach, they'll take sand eels, crabs. They'll even take some types of fruit as well, just to bulk out their diet. For roughage, they would get mice and chicks occasionally, and they love eggs. So we hide eggs around their enclosure for them, and they just spend hours trying to find them.
Well, is that Daddy there enjoying dinner?
This is Mummy.
Oh, it's Mummy.
So Mummy's probably enjoying a break. So they form a monogamous pair for life. So they share the parental care routine. So when Mum takes a break, Dad takes over, but it's pretty much 50-50. They're fed constantly throughout the day at the minute, and the pup's being weaned at present. So she's starting to take, he or she, is starting to take little bits now and then.
And that is still the mystery. We don't know whether this is a boy or a girl.
No, they are very good parents, and we just don't want to risk the pup being rejected. So until the vet comes in and does a full health assessment, we don't want to intervene too much.
So I've been allowed into the otter's holt to get up close and personal. I'm just at the side wall. I have to keep my voice nice and low so we don't disturb them too much. But I could almost touch the chocolate silky fur and the lovely long whiskers and the silvery grey muzzle. And those beady little black eyes are watching me with such intelligence and intensity. But we don't want to disturb them too much, so I should probably leave now.
I'm Anne Moreland, I'm the General Manager here at Exploris. We are delighted with the new arrival. Obviously it's great for the breeding programme that goes on in terms of partnership with our Ocean World colleagues in Dingle. But for us too, it's very much, we'll integrate into the education and conservation programme that we're planning ahead as well for schools and groups coming in over the coming months.
And the new addition is making its own impression on visitors.
They're really, really small, like my wee pug.
Well, we only saw the baby otter very briefly, because of Mummy and Daddy's protecting it, but it was lovely to come down and see. It's lovely to see an otter, but the baby otter's a wee bit special.
I like the way the baby otter was. It was really cute, and I think the Mummy and Daddy's looking after it really good.
So we've come inside, out of the rain and the cold. The otters are happy out there, us not so much. But what about otters? How important are they in the ecology of here?
Yep, so the otters that we have aren't native. They're Asian small cod otters. So their range is mainly Asia, Southeast Asia, Bangladesh and India. But they are actually threatened, and that's primarily due to habitat destruction. And they're threatened as well because people want to hunt them for their pelts.
So the little one that's been born is going to play his, her own part in protecting his particular species?
Yes, definitely. So they're there in the likes of Explorers here as a backup if they are ever needed, but hopefully it'll never ever get to that stage. And the fact that they're captive bred is great for us because they'll be residents here for as long as they are.